You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. Writer and humorist Roy Blunt Jr. is my guest in this portion of the program. A frequent guest on A Prairie Home Companion and a panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He is the author of 18 books now. His latest is another collaboration with photographer Valerie Schaff. It is their fourth. The title of this one, I Am the Cat. Don't forget that. As if anyone who lived with a cat could. The book combines verse and photographs that will have you laughing and cooing. There are two photos from the book, by the way, on our website, one on the AM 580 page, another on the Afternoon Magazine This Week page. The website, WILL.UIUC.EDU. This book, I Am the Cat, Don't Forget That, comes on the heels of Am I Pig Enough for You? I Am Puppy, Hear Me Yap. And If Only You Knew How Much I Smell You. Roy, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
It's good to be here, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm surrounded by cat pictures.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Valerie Schaff is a great animal photographer. She somehow makes eye contact with animals in ways that I've never seen anybody. We didn't think we could do cats because cats just, you know, have their own, keep their own counsel so much. But she somehow managed to elicit enough expressions from them to inspire me to write what the cats would be saying if the cats would just say it.
If only they would, but they won't.
No. Mm. In the case of dogs, it's if only they could, but in the case of cats, I'm sure they could if they wanted to.
Yeah. Well, in the introduction to this book, you say dogs clearly wish they could talk, and cats, while creatures of sentiment, don't wear their feelings on their sleeves.
That's right.
So how do you go about finding the right words to express what a cat might say if only a cat would talk?
I don't know. I guess you have to roll up their sleeves just a little bit. Valerie just somehow catches them. I don't know how she does it. She must wave little mice at them or something. I know that with dogs, sometimes she would meow with them and get them to perk up their ear. Meow at them, I mean.
Yeah.
But she produces these pictures that just sort of jump off the page at me. And so and when I was growing up, our family tended to put words into the mouths of our pets. So I've got practice that goes way back, talking for pets. But cats were a challenge, but there's something great about talking for cats because they have such a straight face. They make great comedians.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the title of the book comes from this verse, When I Purr, Don't Infer, It's Because You Pat. No, you pat because I purr. I am the cat. Don't forget that.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, we've got, so that's the sort of, the reserve of cats is one theme, but also, you know, cats' romance, blighted romance is one cat lying back, lolling on the sofa and on her back, and I imagine her saying, she sort of looks like she's being reflective, and I imagine her saying, I want to rock you, Tom moans, till your back ain't got no bones. Hush, I purr, it can never be. I'm on the sofa, you're in a tree.
Now, my cat is on the bossy side, and he has a lot to say, but I'm not quite sure what it is he's saying, although I suppose, like, I don't know that anybody who's ever lived with an animal hasn't put words in their mouth.
I think so, because you it just somehow, so it kind of strikes a chord with people, I think, to put out a book based on that premise. Yeah, what sort of noises, if you don't mind, imitating them on the air, does your cat make?
Well, there's the eh.
Eh?
Eh. That's like here and now. And when we first brought him home when he was a kitten, in order, he wants his bowl of dry kibble has to be, even if he's not about to eat it at the moment, thank you, he doesn't want to see the bottom of that bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so he'll let you know that it's empty. He'll rattle it. And when he was a kitten, he would actually lie down and stretch out a paw. And so dramatically, you know, Sarah Bernhardt kind of thing. Poor thing.
Cats do reach out in some ways.
Yeah, yeah. The very first cat of your own was a feline named Eloise. Tell us about her.
Well, she wasn't the first because, yeah, she was later on in life, but she was, there were Eloise and Snope. Snope was short for Snowball, but Eloise was just Eloise, and they were both black and white cats, and Eloise, unfortunately, had this really cranky meow. It sounded more like whack. It was not very ingratiating, but Snope was a big, burly sort of cat who liked to take walks with the family, which the dogs felt was highly inappropriate. They would stop and go back and tell Snope to go home, but he would stop walking for a while, and then he would pick up again and walk right along. He was a great indoor-outdoor cat. And they both, I don't know which one of them did it, but people ask me whether cats have a sense of humor. One time I came down the stairs, and there was a rabbit head. The head of a rabbit appeared to be poking up straight up through the floor right at the bottom of the steps, as if a rabbit had shoved its head through the floor some way. And it turned out that one of the cats, probably Snope, had eaten the rest of the rabbit and deposited that head right there where it looked like some bizarre manifestation of a rabbit head. So I think that was a cat joke. I think there was no accident that it was right there at the bottom of the steps, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, kind of a peculiar sense of humor.
Yeah, well, cats have their own senses of, you know, there's no telling how many and what kind of senses cats have, but I tried to get at as many of them as I could.
Yeah. I found that cats have so much in common with one another, yet they are so individual. You've lived with cats and dogs. Are cats more individual, do you suppose, than dogs?
Well, they don't look as individual because they tend to have the same shaped head and same ears with a few exceptions, and whiskers about the same length. But the closer you look, the more individualized they become. And that was part of the challenge, I think, for Valerie to catch a lot of different kinds of cats because they all do seem to have the same shape. But unlike dogs, you know, they go from huge to little bitty and long noses and long ears. But dogs have always been more blatant and heavy-handed than cats. I love dogs, but cats may reward further and deeper study.
Mm. Who are all these cats in this book?
I don't know. Valerie goes out and finds friends' cats, and one cat is the cat of my agent. One cat is the cat of one of my book editors. Another cat is Martha Stewart's cat is in here, in fact. Now, Valerie's done some work with Martha Stewart, and Martha Stewart's cat is this big, fluffy, grumpy-looking cat that says, I'm trying to remember what he said. It says, "Is that what you want of me? I'm putting this nice. Whatever the economy, I don't chase mice."
Is there a cat in here that lives with you?
No, I move around too much lately to have any pets.
But I have
to make do with pictures.
Oh.
I have had lots of cats in my time, but I just don't have anybody to leave them with at present. Cats tend to be, I think, cats. It takes a village, a family to have a cat.
Yeah.
Have a cat right.
Yeah. Well, they want to be in one place, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know there's some people I know who have a cat who is perfectly willing to go camping with the family if they bring along the kitty litter.
Mm. I don't think I could get my cat camping at all.
Most cats just prefer to stay with the furniture.
Yeah. Well, Roy, you've got a real good excuse now for settling down, I think.
I think so, too, so I can get a cat.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for joining me this afternoon. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and really a wonderful collaboration. Here I Am the Cat. Don't forget that. Our best to Valerie Schaff.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Celeste.
Roy Blunt, Jr., our guest this afternoon in this portion of The Afternoon Magazine, I Am the Cat. Don't forget that. Feline expressions now in your bookstore.